office. Commerce Bank, helping businesses succeed for more than 143 years.
Meteorologist Scott Olthoff says it'll be sunny today, high 76. Matter of fact, you can put that stamp on the forecast all through the weekend. We'll get up to about 80 for Saturday and Sunday. Scott will have details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Human Services agencies say Governor Rod Blagojevich's cuts to their funding could have devastating consequences. That was the message last night at a public forum in Urbana. Bruce Ardini of the Prairie Center says his agency is facing $915,000 in cuts because of the governor's budget veto. He says the cuts are specific, and one of the programs to be eliminated is their medical detox program, which helps addicts wean themselves off drugs or alcohol. Sardini says the loss of the program will mean more crime and more fatalities, and Champaign, Ford, and Vermilion counties will die.
The tsunami is here. Winter is coming. And if the jails feel they're overcrowded now, if the emergency rooms feel they're overcrowded now, wait for the weather and wait for the temperature to go down. They don't know what the hell's going to hit them. That's what we're up against.
About 250 people attended the forum, which was sponsored by the Champaign County United Way and the county's Mental Health and Developmental Disability Boards. They're asking people to call on state leaders to restore the Human Services funding, especially Senate President Emil Jones. Forum organizers want Jones to call a special Senate session to restore the funding cuts, something the House has already done. The union that represents the state's prison workers is suing Governor Rod Blagojevich to stop his plan to close the Pontiac Correctional Center. In the lawsuit filed yesterday, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees argues that Rod Blagojevich doesn't have the authority to close the prison. It argues that by closing the prison and using any of the $58.87 million the General Assembly appropriated to run it through next June, the governor would be exercising powers reserved for the legislature. Blagojevich has said closing the prison would save about $4 million a year. Pontiac would lose about 570 jobs at the prison. A Blagojevich spokesman said yesterday the governor hadn't seen the lawsuit. The man who pleaded guilty in the murders of a Champaign couple was sentenced to 50 years in prison yesterday. Kenneth Sean Kelly of Champaign received the sentence from a Champaign County judge after pleading guilty to killing Jerry Haig. Charges related to Sue Haig were dropped, and Kelly was spared a life sentence. 31-year-old Crystal Myrick is also charged in the murders, and charges could soon be filed against the third alleged accomplice, Russell Pitcher. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reed says the Hayes family accepted the 50-year sentence for the 35-year-old Kelly.
This is a case where there was no physical evidence connecting Kenneth Kelly to the scene. It was all based on statements. So given that fact, being able to get a plea agreement with a sentence of 50 years without day-for-day good time effectively is natural life for this individual. And so we are satisfied with it, and they are satisfied with it as well.
But anger erupted in the courtroom as the daughter of the Haigs read her victim impact statement. Kim Shackelford yelled at Kelly that she hated him, and her husband Corey Shackelford attacked Kelly and had to be pulled off by court officers. Shackelford faces aggravated battery charges. McLean County's clerk has filed suit against the state's attorney seeking $43,000 in legal fees she spent to defend herself against misconduct charges. A jury acquitted Peggy Ann Milton in August of last year of theft under $300, theft of labor, and official misconduct. She was accused of using county stamps for charity mailings and of having an employee drive her son home on county time. Milton filed a lawsuit against state's attorney Bill Yoder on Wednesday, alleging professional negligence and breach of contract. She claims Yoder wouldn't give her legal advice on how to be reimbursed for her legal fees. Attempts to reach Yoder's office weren't successful after business hours on Wednesday. A new online registration service is helping track down stolen laptop computers on the University of Illinois campus. Brian Mertz is with Campus Information Technologies and Educational Services, or CITES. He says the service is for all staff and students, and the procedure is simple. He says once a registered laptop is reported stolen by police, they will then inform CITES. Then CITES will scan the campus information network every 10 minutes. Mertz says once anyone logs on the network with the stolen laptop, CITES can locate it.
And so if it pops up, you know, in a dorm port, if it pops up on a wireless network in a library, we can see it. And as soon as we see it pop up, we contact campus police. They get over there. Hopefully they get over there in time. And they take the next step of dealing with the person that stole it.
Merch says the service has already existed for about 2 years and has a 20% success rate. But he hopes with the new online registration, more people will join the service and more stolen laptops can be found. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for another in-depth look at the weather here on the 150th anniversary of the Lincoln-Douglas debate in Charleston. That was the fourth in their series. There you go. I wonder if the weather was as nice 150 years ago on this date as it's going to be today.
I don't know, but it's going to be a beautiful day and a beautiful 5-6 days as well.
Fantastic. You are the man this week.
You really picked... I just came on the right week, that's all.
You picked the week to be here.
I guess so. That's good. Well, we have just a beautiful morning. Sun will rise here in the next few minutes. So we have sunrise at 6:36, so I guess about right now. Mostly clear skies across Illinois and Indiana. Still some, there's some fog that's developed now in the past hour.